Is Israel today the Israel of the Bible? There is a hotly debated assertion that modern Israel is not the same as the biblical Israel. Yes, there are differences as well as similarities. But that debate misses the point that Israel had ceased to exist as a state or nation for 2,000 years. Then, as foretold, Israel returned as a nation in 1948, even with some similarities and some differences, but God has said He would re-establish Israel as a nation even if only a remnant would return. The prophecy of the restoration of Israel is a significant theme in the Bible, reflecting God's enduring covenant with His chosen people, Israel. This prophetic theme is woven throughout the Old and New Testaments, highlighting God's promise to restore Israel both physically and spiritually after periods of judgment and exile. Old Testament Foundations, from BibleHub.com. The restoration of Israel is prominently featured in the prophetic books of the Old Testament. The prophets, speaking under divine inspiration, conveyed messages of hope and future restoration to a nation often beset by disobedience and exile. 1. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah contains numerous prophecies concerning the restoration of Israel. Isaiah 11:11-12 declares, "On that day the Lord will extend His hand a second time to recover the remnant of His people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will collect the scattered of Judah from the four corners of the earth." 2. Jeremiah prophesied during a tumultuous period in Israel's history, yet he spoke of a future restoration. Jeremiah 33 states, "For behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore from captivity my people Israel and Judah, declares the Lord. I will restore them to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they will possess it." On a more contemporary note, Tucker Carlson, well-known and respected American conservative, patriot, political conservative and an Episcopalian Catholic-leaning Christian, has gone on the record against Benjamin Netanyahu, calling him a dangerous man, caring only about Israel, accuses him of controlling America and of being no friend of America. He goes to express his wariness of Israel as a U.S. ally and to explain his disdain and dislike of Zionists everywhere. What is going on? Chuck Baldwin, pastor, previous presidential candidate, American patriot, has gone on record saying the Israel of today is not the Israel of the Bible, that Netanyahu and Zionists everywhere are bloodthirsty monsters. Baldwin, with all his seminary training and his doctorate, ignores and lies about the plain words of scriptures by saying that the Bible never says, "If you bless Israel, God will bless you." Baldwin says that is an outright lie. FYI, see Numbers 24:9. Genesis 49:9, Genesis 12:3. What's going on? It saddens me to say that Carlson and Baldwin are putting their nationalist ideologies ahead of God's published plan. They are sounding like neo-fascists. There are many other theologians and respected, well-grounded pastors and Bible teachers who assert that the modern-day Israel is not the Israel of the Bible. If this is so, then what is the point of the existence of Israel at all? These same two people acknowledge, or at least I hope they acknowledge, that the Bible says God will call Israel back together as a nation, and that it happened in 1948. According to scriptures, Israel would be dispersed, as it was in the first century, yet would be regathered to their land and reborn as a nation. This occurred when Israel became a nation in 1948. With the return of a significant number of Jews to Israel in addition to the nation being re-established, God is preparing the world for end-time events. Israel's present history is one of ongoing crisis and turmoil, particularly in regard to the city of Jerusalem, and this will continue until Israel's signing of a covenant with the Antichrist. That event will mark the beginning of the final years of Daniel's 70th week prophecy. See GotQuestions.org. Isaiah 10:20-22 tells us, a remnant of God's people will return. Isaiah 10:20. Now on that day the remnant of Israel, and those of the house of Jacob who have escaped, will no longer rely on the one who struck them, but will truly rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Verse 21. A remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. Verse 22. For though your people, Israel, may be like the sand of the sea, only a remnant within them will return. A remnant will return, this phrase signifies hope and restoration. In the context of Isaiah, the prophet speaks to a future time when a portion of Israel, despite the nation's judgment and exile, will come back to their homeland. The concept of a remnant is a recurring theme in the Bible, indicating a small, faithful group preserved by God. A remnant of Jacob, Jacob here refers to the nation of Israel, descended from the patriarch Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. This highlights the continuity of God's promises from the patriarchs to their descendants. Historically, the northern kingdom of Israel had been conquered by Assyria, and the southern kingdom of Judah faced similar threats. The mention of Jacob emphasizes the unity and identity of the people as God's chosen, despite their division and sin. It also connects to the broader narrative of Israel's history and God's enduring commitment to his people. Only a remnant will return. The concept of a remnant is significant throughout the Bible, often referring to a small, faithful group preserved by God amidst judgment. This prophecy was partially fulfilled when a small number of Israelites returned from Babylonian exile, Ezra 2. Theologically, it points to God's grace and mercy, preserving a faithful group despite widespread unfaithfulness. It also foreshadows the New Testament theme of a remnant chosen by grace, Romans 11:5. There is a hotly debated assertion that modern Israel is not the same as the biblical Israel. Yes, there are differences as well as similarities. But that debate misses the point that Israel had ceased to exist as a state or nation for 2,000 years. Then, as foretold, Israel returned as a nation in 1948, even with some similarities and some differences, but God has said only a remnant would return. A remnant among the hundreds of thousands. Hidden within the 806,000 Jews who reassembled in 1948 forming the nation of Israel, was a remnant. Today, among the 10,148,000 Jewish inhabitants in Israel, population numbers from the Jewish Virtual Library, exist God's remnant. They are waiting for their moment in eschatological history. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness. Isaiah 10:23. For a complete destruction, one that is determined, the Lord God of armies will execute in the midst of the whole land. Isaiah 10:24. Therefore this is what the Lord God of armies says, My people, you who dwell in Zion, do not fear the Assyrian who strikes you with the rod, and lifts up his staff against you the way Egypt did. Verse 25. For in a very little while my indignation against you will be ended and my anger will be directed toward their destruction. Verse 26. The Lord of armies will wield a whip against him like the defeat of Midian at the rock of Oreb, and his staff will be over the sea, and he will lift it up the way he did in Egypt. Verse 27. So it will be on that day, that his burden will be removed from your shoulders, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken because of fatness. Verse 28. He has come against Aiath. He has passed through Migron. At Michmash he deposited his baggage. Verse 29. They have gone through the pass, saying, Geba will be our encampment for the night. Ramah is terrified, and Gibeah of Saul has fled. Verse 30. Cry aloud with your voice, daughter of Galim. Pay attention, Lisha and wretched Anatoth. Verse 31. Madmanah has fled. The inhabitants of Gebim have sought refuge. Verse 32. Yet today he will halt at Nob. He shakes his fist at the mountain of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Verse 33. Behold, the Lord, the God of armies, will lop off the branches with terrifying power. Those also who are tall in stature will be cut down. And those who are lofty will be brought low. Verse 34. He will cut down the thickets of the forest with an iron axe. And Lebanon will fall by the mighty one. Do not be deceived. The remnant has eschatological implications, pointing to the ultimate fulfillment of God's promises in the end times. The book of Revelation speaks of a faithful group that endures tribulation and remains steadfast in their testimony of Jesus. This eschatological remnant is seen as the culmination of God's redemptive work, where the faithful are gathered from all nations to worship and serve God eternally. Throughout Scripture, the remnant of Israel serves as a powerful reminder of God's faithfulness, mercy, and sovereign purpose. It underscores the truth that, despite human failure, God's plans will prevail, and his people will be preserved to fulfill his divine will. Romans 11:26 plainly says, All Israel will be saved. The question that arises is, what is meant by Israel? Is the future Israel literal or figurative, i.e., referring to the ethnic Jews or referring to the church? Those who take a literal approach to the promises of the Old Testament believe that the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will be restored to a right relationship with God and receive the fulfillment of the covenants. In the day of the Lord, God will reclaim the surviving remnant of his people, Isaiah 11:11. Jesus Christ will return and destroy the armies gathered against him in rebellion, Revelation 19. Sinners will be judged, and the faithful remnant of Israel will be set apart forever as God's holy people, Zechariah 13:8, 14:21. Isaiah 12 is their song of deliverance. Zion will rule over all the nations under the banner of Messiah the King. Your brother and friend, Mike Young.